This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. In today's headlines from NPR News, U.S. forces are conducting a sweep through central Iraq in an attempt to stop the ambushes that have taken the lives of so many American soldiers. NPR's Guy Raz will have details later. Also, Palestinian security forces are now in control in northern Gaza following the withdrawal of Israeli troops. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering this latest step in the Middle East peace process. You can hear both of those stories today on All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, finding and identifying soldiers who were missing in action. Does knowing for sure what happened to a friend or relative make a difference? We'd like to hear your stories. If you've been with us for the past 40 minutes, you know that California is facing a budget crisis that could lead to the loss of thousands of state jobs and severe cutbacks in state services. Since virtually every state in the union has been dealing with some kind of budget crisis, we thought we'd take a look at the three states which are still in the black. Joining us now from Albany, New York, is Nick Jenny. He's a senior policy analyst at the Rockefeller Institute of Government. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Jenny.
Thanks, Lynn.
First of all, what are the three states?
Well, we're looking at Wyoming, New Mexico, and Arkansas.
And are they all in very good shape, or just in the black? Or
I'd say they're mostly that they're in good shape by comparison to the other states.
And what have they done that the other states? What are they doing right that the other states are not? Let's start with Wyoming.
Well, Wyoming has a an economy that is very strongly based around resource extraction, natural gas, coal, other things like that, and their revenue structure kind of reflects that. So, since these prices have been fairly strong, natural gas prices are going up quite a bit right now, for instance. That puts Wyoming in a pretty good state as far as its revenues go, also, because it has this slightly unusual economy, it kind of works in a counter-cyclical kind of fashion. It tends to be doing well when the rest of the country is doing badly, like now, but it also, they sometimes have problems when the rest of the country is doing well. So it sometimes works quite a bit differently than other places.
Wyoming's also a very sparsely populated state. Is that part of the equation here?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, it's sparsely populated, largely rural. They don't have a lot of the urban problems that other states have. So the pressure on the spending side of the equation is not as strong either. So that definitely plays into it.
And what about New Mexico? What are its circumstances?
There's some of the same things. I mean, New Mexico also has gas and oil extraction that plays into their revenues. It also has what I would call a somewhat more dynamic economy. Employment is pretty strong and strongly growing in New Mexico right now, whereas in the rest of the country it's generally fairly weak. So that helps New Mexico a lot. There's also a few sort of odd things. I mean, every state has sort of odd things, but there are some ways in which revenue in New Mexico did a few strange turns, which may have actually ended up helping them out over the last couple of years.
We're talking about the three states whose budgets are in the black here on Talk of the Nation this afternoon, and we'd love to hear from callers from Wyoming, Arkansas, and New Mexico, residents of those states that are not in budget trouble. The number here is 800-989-8255. Let's talk about Arkansas now. What's different about Arkansas?
Well, Arkansas, it actually has a lot more to do with just how they budget. They have what they call an ABC budget, which essentially how it works is that they budget sort of essentials, maybe what you can call the A budget, going up to about 90% of their, 85 or 90% of their, what they expect they're going to get in revenue. And then they have the B going up to 97%, say, and the C part going up to 100% of what they expect. So if they don't get what they expect, they just don't do the C spending, or they, you know, don't do the B spending. And so in a way, they end up without deficits or budget gaps per se, but they're having a lot of the same problems as many other states. Their revenues are sluggish, and they have, in fact, had to cut some programs below where they wanted to spend anyway.
But since all the states are supposed to be running in the black, why wouldn't they all institute that kind of a plan, which would ensure, I guess, that they're running in the black, even if it means they do have to make some tough choices along the way?
Well, it kind of what I would say is it sort of moves the political problem in a sense. It means sort of deciding what you really want to value sort of as you pass the budget rather than waiting until things go bad. I mean, there's something certainly to be said for that, especially in bad times. But it also creates a situation where, budget estimating becomes pretty important, too. It might be easier to do that in a smaller state like Arkansas than it is to do in really big states.
Yeah. Does it avoid the problem that we're seeing in California, for instance, where there's a real political deadlock over the best route to take in order to deal with the problem? That is taxes versus cutting back.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it what it does is it sort of prioritizes what you cut. And that, that does help. If you just say, look, this is the last thing we want to cut and this is the first thing we want to cut, you can get to the, you can get where you want more easily. But that implies that you have some sort of consensus on that in the first place. That maybe that's more likely in Arkansas than it is in some other states. I can't get that deeply into Arkansas politics.
Okay. Let's take a call from Jennifer in Wyoming. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It was funny to hear about how we Wyomingites do really well when the rest of the country is doing poorly. I think that's something that we noticed a long time ago. But when it comes to actually living in Wyoming, because we're a so sparsely populated state, the oil and gas industry is basically the only revenue that we actually can pull out. Businesses in our area are perpetually in a slump, and it's really, really hard to get economic development motivation going. For instance, the town that I live in right now called Worland, Wyoming, is trying so hard to push through a 1% sales tax increase so that we can focus on our own community needs. And it's been defeated twice already. So even though we may be in the black, I think Wyoming in general is still slowly moving.
Nick, Jenny, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, it's a double-edged sword. If you are dependent on resource extraction and taxes that are based on that, it can help you in a sort of a broad sense as long as prices are strong, but you have very little control over what your revenues are, and they're really hard to predict, too. Things that happen on the other side of the world can cause your state budget to either go into the black or go into the red, and so that tends to create a very unpredictable situation, and that's not really, really good for economic development either. You'd rather have be able to say, look, this is how much money we have this year, and this is how much money we're going to have next year within some margin of error, rather than, oh, we'll either have a whole lot of money next year or we won't.
Okay, thanks for your call, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Would you say, Nick, Jenny, that with all the other states struggling, that are the budgets of Wyoming, New Mexico, and Arkansas likely to stay in the black, or are they likely to go into the red as well?
It's really hard to say. I mean, if we start to see, sort of energy prices declining, which we've seen a little bit of, that could negatively affect a place like Wyoming or New Mexico. If we see them, going back up again, which is again quite possible, then that will help them. So it's a little hard to say. I mean, another factor is, of course, recessions don't happen everywhere all at the same pace. So there may be some element in which, in fact, these state economies are doing better right now, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be doing better next year.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure.
Nick Jenny is a senior policy analyst at the Rockefeller Institute of Government. He joined us from his office in Albany, New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.